Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is The Fretless.
Trent Freeman, I play the fiddle, and we are playing Music Fest with a band called The Fretless. We're a string quartet that plays folk music, kind of arranged, fully arranged for a quartet.
Can you tell me about the rest of the band?
Sure. We have Yvonne Hernandez, who's also from Vancouver Island, from Victoria. She plays fiddle. Carnell Sawitsky is a great fiddle player from Saskatoon, although he's moving to Toronto now. And then Eric Wright is playing cello, and he grew up in Vermont and has lived all over the place and I think is now in Boston.
So what's the story of The Fretless? How did you come together?
We came together about, I guess it would be November 2011. We got together for a week and a half or so at my parents' place in Comox and rehearsed like crazy and wrote a bunch of music and then recorded. And we just kind of got together because we thought it would be a fun project. And over the past year, it's kind of blown up a little bit.
It certainly has. You've had an awful lot of success.
Yeah, lately it's been nice.
You've done well already in the awards department at the Western Canadian Music Awards and more?
Yeah, we won Instrumental Album of the Year at the Western Canadian Music Awards. And then more recently at the Canadian Folk Music Awards, we won Ensemble of the Year and Instrumental Album of the Year, I believe.
How is it? I mean, there are some people who struggle for years to make a mark. How is it that you have found such success so quickly?
Well, I'm not sure we're done struggling yet. But I don't know. We may have found a little bit of a niche that is kind of interesting and a little unique. And we've all worked hard on our own to kind of push this project to the forefront of our fan base.
You're the local boy made good. You're in Toronto now, but you're from the Comox area. Is the band based in Toronto?
We're not exactly sure where we're based yet. We're sort of spread out across the country. In the States as well, but it looks like in the next little while, with myself there and Carnell getting there as well, that maybe that'll be the new base.
The Comox Valley, you mean? You mean Toronto?
No, Toronto. Yeah, Toronto. We're sort of NFA at the moment.
Ah, how would you describe your influences?
Well, it's definitely a folk band. Like, we've got a lot of fiddle style influences, Celtic and Quebecois and Canadian and American old time influences. But also just trying to incorporate arranging techniques and sounds from other genres that have more of a more of a harmonic base than those styles. So bringing in like horn arrangements or jazz harmony into it. So definitely based in folk fiddle styles, but kind of branching out into jazz and even like the sort of R&B horn lines that you would hear. We kind of tame them down a little bit and make them our own to fit them into a fiddle tune, you know.
Tell me about this album. How did Waterbound come together?
We recorded that in Victoria with a guy named Joby Baker. Really awesome producer and engineer. And, basically, this was the very first thing we did as a band, was record this album. So, like I said before, we spent maybe 10 days just closed off in a room, a little bit of cabin fever, just like working like crazy to write all this material. And then jumped into the studio, had a few of our good friends and great singers, Ruth Moody from the Waylon Jennies and their own band, and Nora Rendell come in and sing a couple songs on the album, which really kind of brought the whole project together, I think. And yeah, we just kind of locked ourselves away in the studio and in the rehearsal space and just kind of went for it.
Are there pieces on Waterbound that stand out in particular for you?
One of my favorites is the one Ruth Moody sang on, the title track, Waterbound.
I went out late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down. I tell you boys I was waterbound. Waterbound on a stranger's shore, river rising to my door. I carried my home to the feeling below. Waterbound, nowhere to go.
Music Fest kind of gave me my first chance to perform to a big audience when I was pretty young too. So it's been there for me a lot, actually. And a lot of people know, a lot of musicians I run into when they're wondering where I'm from, I just have to say Music Fest and they kind of get an idea of the part of the world that I come from. Doug's done a really great job putting Comox on the map, bringing in such great artists and making such a great party out of the whole weekend.
So you have a performance history already. You've performed here at the Music Fest in the past. Tell me about that.
A couple of times.
But not with the fretless.
Never with the fretless. Nope.
So what were you doing then?
The first time I was playing, I think I won the youth talent search or something like that in the Comox Valley. I might have been 12, I think. And I had a local fiddler, Tim Brown, back me up on guitar. and I just played some fiddle tunes on stage. And the next time, I've been there a few times backing people up, and I played with Helen Austin at one point and Patty Lamoureux at another. And then I was there just as a workshop stager at one point as well.
What was it like
I've been involved for a while.
What was it like taking to the stage as a 12-year-old?
It was pretty inspiring. It's pretty neat. There's been a picture floating around of Pinetop Perkins. He was there that same year, and he would have been in his 90s at that point, or maybe late. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, I'm kind of proud of that picture of myself at 12 and him being the oldest performer there. I'm really looking forward to being at Music Fest. I've been to a few festivals in the past little while, and it's still one of my favorites.
Freeman and the Fretless on the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. It takes more than 1,000 volunteers to make the Music Fest happen, and every one of them comes away with their own stories to tell. Eric Benson is a good example. A singer-songwriter in his own right, he's coming back this year to work backstage security after having the time of his life last year.
This was just amazing. I mean, it wasn't just all this nonstop talent. I was standing 2 feet away from. Katie Lang's bare feet were 2 feet behind my head when she was on stage. And, you know, and I got great photographs and everything. But afterwards, all these people in security because the backstage volunteers had trailer park set up for themselves, the talent, there were, most of them were musicians. I'd say 90% of the people working security were musicians, and very, very talented musicians. So we were sitting up, it was just music, non-stop music. The audience would leave, and then we'd clean up and then head back to our campsites in our trailers and get a fire going and chairs around, and everybody brought out guitars and violins and banjos and mandolins. I was stunned at the amount of people that were accomplished musicians that, you know, worked this festival and supported. I was in heaven.
That's backstage security volunteer Eric Benson. And that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening. And thanks again to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for making it a wrap.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.